In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I share with you a message of hope. Let's turn to our scripture reading this morning. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, verses 12 through 16. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, verses 12 through 16. And it happened when he was in a certain city, that behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus. And he fell on his face and implored him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Verse 13. Then he put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately the leprosy left him. Verse 14. And he charged him to tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priest and make an offering for your cleansing as a testimony to them, just as Moses had commanded. Verse 15. However, the report went around concerning him all the more, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Verse 16. So he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. You know, recently I've been having some dental work done. And you know, it's always a little strange to come out of the office, the dentist's office, after you've had some work done. Sometimes your mouth and your jaw have no feeling. You find yourself drooling when you drink something. You might even talk a little funny because you have no control or no sensation. And so for a period of time, the feeling is gone. But, you know, sometimes we can become emotionally numb. The hurts of life become so painful and so strong that our feelings become numb and we feel nothing. Some people are spiritually numb. They may have once had a close relationship with God, but perhaps they've been disappointed by people who call themselves Christians, and so they grow spiritually hardened in their heart. Other people have gone through such a period of hardship that they have concluded that God hates them. And as a result, the fire of spiritual life has all but gone out. So this morning, we're going to read the story of a man who was given a devastating diagnosis. His prognosis was very grim. His isolation was great. And he may literally have been numb all over his body. This man met Jesus, and his life was changed. And so through his story, our lives can be changed. And we too may learn what it means to feel hope, even when the situation seems hopeless. Now the Lord Jesus was in an unnamed town when a man came along who we are told was covered with leprosy. You know, that doesn't mean much to most of us because a lot of us don't understand what leprosy is. Leprosy is a deadening of the nerve endings so that you can no longer feel anything. Now, to some people, the idea of not feeling pain sounds pretty good unless you realize that pain is actually a gift from God to warn us of damage or danger. When you touch a hot stove, you feel pain, so you pull your hand back. But a leper might touch a hot stove and not notice that his hand was burning and blistering. A normal person would know when there was a rock in their shoe, but not the person with leprosy. You see, the leper did not have these feelings. It could easily abuse their limbs to the point where they would become infected. They would become traumatized. Their extremities could eventually become stump-like. You know, there are stories of rats even chewing off the fingers of a leper without the leper even knowing it. Now, the Bible had very specific rules for those with leprosy. Let us turn to the Old Testament, to Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 13. Leviticus 13, verses 45 and 46. Leviticus 13, verses 45 and 46. Now the leper on whom the sore is, his clothes shall be torn and his head bare, and he shall cover his mustache and cry, unclean, unclean. Verse 46, he shall be unclean. All the days he has the sore, he shall be unclean. He is unclean, and he shall dwell alone. His dwelling shall be outside the camp. Leper colonies were formed because lepers were placed in isolation. At the time of our Lord Jesus, lepers were forced to beg because they could not work. If a leper even stuck his head inside a house, the home was pronounced unclean, the entire home. And even though we don't know all the details, we can conclude that this man who came to the Lord Jesus was isolated. He felt cast aside by the rest of the world. It would be similar to someone who had been diagnosed with AIDS today. As soon as the diagnosis becomes public, people start pulling away. In fact, many people feel isolation. Those who have various handicaps, they know what it's like to be ostracized. The unemployed, the less educated, single parents, those who are terminally ill, and even those whose skin color is different from those around them know what it is like to be isolated. And oftentimes, they feel without hope. But this leper saw the Lord Jesus, and he comes towards him. Imagine how the crowd would part as he came near, crying, "Unclean! Unclean!" And when he reaches the Lord Jesus, the man falls to the ground. And with his face to the ground, he says, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Now let's stop here for a second. Think about what a remarkable and faith-filled statement this is. This leper was confident that Jesus had the power to make him well. He also had the faith to trust the Lord's will. He knew that the healing was up to the Lord Jesus. He didn't demand it. He made a simple statement. He came and he presented himself to the only one who could heal him. Because this man knew that when the Lord Jesus is present, even hopeless situations are not hopeless. Now, he could have given up. He could have resigned himself to his death sentence and lived out what remained of his life. But he didn't do this. By all earthly appearances, there was nothing that could be done. However, Jesus brings hope even into the most hopeless of situations. The leper knew two things that are the starting point for every one of us who longs for hope. First, he recognized that he had a problem that he could not fix. Now, this leper could have argued that he deserved better. He could have complained about his circumstances. But he didn't do these things. Instead, he comes to the Lord Jesus and he says, "I am unclean. If you should so desire, you could remove my uncleanness." A sick person cannot be made well until they recognize that they are sick. Oh, we can deny our illness. We can argue that it is not fair. We can be angry. However, we cannot get help until we face the reality of our disease. This is the way every one of us must come to the Lord Jesus Christ. We can show everyone our supposed good works. We can even grumble and complain against God as if we could guilt Him into redeeming us. However, the fact is, we are sick. We are terminally sinful, and there is nothing that we can do to help ourselves. The second thing the man did was turn to the Lord Jesus. Just as a sick person needs to turn to a specialist or one who is skilled in treating his illness, so we too must turn to the one who alone can address our sin problem. Because the Lord Jesus alone has the prescription that we need. His death on our behalf is like life-saving surgery for our soul. He alone can cure the separation that is caused by sin that we have with God. This leper turned to the only one who could help him. And what the Lord Jesus did next is really unbelievable. He reaches out his hand and he touches the man. He said, "I am willing," he said, "be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him. Jesus reached out and touched this man. Now the Greek word indicates that the Lord Jesus may even have embraced the man. Remember, because the man had leprosy, everyone had to stay away from him. Anyone who touched this man became unclean himself. Don't you think Lord Jesus could have simply spoken to the man and healed him? But instead he chose to touch him. This was a very deliberate act, and it was designed to convey the love of God to one who had felt abandoned. See, the Lord Jesus literally entered into this man's world. This man had been deprived of being able to kiss his wife, of holding his children, of slapping his friends on the back, or shaking the hands of a stranger, or even hugging a friend who was grieving over the death of a lost loved one. But the Lord Jesus touches him, and he says, "I am willing." And then he used just one word, and the infection was gone. The deformed parts of his body were now restored. The sores were healed. His discomfort was eliminated. The man was whole again. Brothers and sisters, when Jesus came into this earth in Bethlehem, he entered into our world. In a sense, the Lord embraced us. As Jesus reached out and healed this diseased leper, he has also reached out to us. Now, after this man was healed, Jesus says, "Don't tell anyone, but go, show yourself to the priests, and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Do you understand this? Jesus tells the man to go through this elaborate process to verify that he had been healed. He had to be examined by the priest, and then he had to go through a series of washings and offerings for a period of 8 days. Jesus said he needed to do this, why? As a testimony to them. The them that he was speaking of were the priests and the teachers of the law. By going to the priest, the man was testifying to several things. First, the priest would verify that the man was truly healed. Second, by obeying the law, it would testify that Jesus did not oppose the law of Moses, as some people were claiming. Thirdly, this great healing testified to the religious leaders that Jesus was someone who was very unique and that he was sent from God. The change in this person was dramatic and it was immediate. This man had gotten his life back. Soon he would be declared clean by the priest, and he could return to his family, return to his friends, return to his life as a normal person. When hope and life are given back to a person who is hopeless, that person cannot help but tell others. The man couldn't help himself. His life had been changed by the Lord. And when such a great thing happens, you have to tell people. So this raises a question for us. Considering what Christ has done for us, why is it that we are so reluctant to tell others about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? It would seem it is either because we have not realized the depth of our own sinfulness, or we have not really fully grasped and understand the greatness of God's gift to us. Because if we get it, if we understand it, we cannot help but tell others. So as followers of Christ, what should we be learning from this? First and foremost, we are reminded of this, the great point that even when things feel hopeless, Jesus can change everything. Because he is the Lord of life. He is the creator of the universe. He has counted the very hairs of our heads. He can bring good from evil. He can turn darkness into light. Some of you may need to hear this message today. Maybe you have a physical infirmity and been told that there is nothing that doctors can do. The Lord Jesus can change your circumstance with a single word. I don't know why everyone is not healed immediately like the leper, but I do know that he is able to do so. I don't think it has so much to do with our own sincerity as it does with God's will. God sometimes has a plan that we don't understand. And if you and I are in such a state, I encourage you to turn to him for help. Believe that God can heal you. As James said to the believers, call for the elders of the church to pray over you. And then rest in God's grace and wisdom. Perhaps you're facing a financial situation that seems hopeless. Remember, God has promised to supply your needs if you trust Him. Do what God says. Be content with what you have and trust God to provide what you truly need. You may face a life situation that seems hopeless. But if you turn to Jesus, the Lord can change your circumstances, or He will change your attitude within those circumstances. He may even open a door to a better opportunity. He can take even the worst situation and use it for His own glory. Trust Him. Let Him use you. Watch and see what He can do through you. Give Him the shattered pieces of your life. Watch Him carefully arrange those broken pieces, like someone who is working on a piece of stained glass into a work of art. The point is this: nothing is hopeless when the Lord of life walks with you. Do not give up on Him, because He will not give up on you. So I encourage you to do something today. Tell the Lord that you trust Him, even in the midst of this seemingly hopeless circumstances of your life. Go back to the Scriptures. Read His promises. Do what He commands. Rest in Him. Wait on Him in prayer. And dare to truly trust Him, and then watch and see what God will do. Secondly, we should learn from the leper the proper approach for handling these hopeless times. Face the reality that you are powerless to help yourself. Take your eyes off of the problem and focus on Jesus. Every time you begin to be overwhelmed with life, remind yourself that you are not alone, because the Lord and the giver of life stands at your side. Keep doing what God tells you. Throughout the course of a day, of every day, we have to make the same decisions over and over. Will I do things God's way, or will I do it my way? So work hard at trusting the one who died for you on the cross. And the third lesson is to remember that true love means looking past what you see on the surface. You see, while Lord Jesus was healing this leper, I wonder what the crowd was doing and saying. Were they so distracted by the fact that Jesus touched this leper that they actually missed the miraculous healing? Were they so hardened that they could not feel the joy that entered this man's life? Where most people saw an unclean leper, Jesus saw a man with a heart of faith. Where others saw crazy people, Jesus saw people who needed to be delivered from demonic powers. Where others saw evil people, Jesus saw people who were in bondage, and He worked to set them free. If we are going to follow in the footsteps of our shepherd, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we must be willing to love those whom the world discards. And if we will do this, then God can use us to help bring feeling and life back to those who thought life was hopeless.